If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for free. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer Mark Henry and I talk all about AEW and NXT from Wednesdays. The main event from NXT Wednesday night, and of course, Mike Tyson's involvement, and who was with Mike Tyson Wednesday night when he went up against Chris Jericho. Also, we get into what we believe is the best wrestler in the WWE right now. That's Charlotte Flair, and we have obviously have our opinions on that. And it's a Falls Count Anywhere Friday, so everything's on the table. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. So it is a Falls Count Anywhere Friday. And I don't know if you caught it. I don't know if you caught it or not, but Patreon has both Tony Schiavone, who hosts What Happened When, and Grill and JR, two great podcasts. And they have Patreon for subscribers where you can actually see them. And they had a ride-along, both Tony Schiavone and the great Jim Ross. And they were talking about Busted Open. And they were talking about what a great show and how everybody does a good job. And JR's like, yeah, the one thing I wish they would do a little more, I wish LaGreca would take more phone calls from the Busted Open Nation. So when a Hall of Famer and the greatest voice of all time, Jim Ross, says, LaGreca, take more phone calls, you know what, Mark? We're going to take more phone calls. Today is definitely about the Busted Open Nation. 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93. Again, 877-344-4893-877-FIGHT93. If you can fight, you can call. And you're right, Mark. Today is a great day because we always talk about Wednesdays being the best night of the week for professional wrestling. And boy, did Wednesday night pack a punch. And I'm not just talking about Mike Tyson. I'm talking about the ratings. The ratings were insane this past Wednesday. They're getting back to normal, Mark, when you look at how many people are viewing NXT and AEW. AEW, 827,000, number four in cable ratings for the night. NXT up to 731,000. AEW is up 126,000 viewers. NXT up 139,000 viewers. AEW, their best rating since March 18th. That was the first non-audience show or limited audience show for AEW. And NXT's best rating since February 19th, which was their post-takeover show. So it's good to see the ratings up for both AEW and NXT.
Man, listen, that tells me that people are hearing about wrestling. And they're going, what? What happened? Who was on? What did they do? And that's the beauty of pro wrestling. This pandemic is bringing in people that never watched. They've never been. Think about the hundreds of thousands of people that are now watching wrestling. They've never been to a live wrestling show. So when this lifts and they go, hey, remember we started watching wrestling? They're coming here. That's another pool of people that pro wrestling is going to be able to pull from. And I think it's going to be good for pro wrestling afterwards. But right now, man, the world is in so much turmoil. It's so, God dang it, for a lack of a better term, like we're imploding under this pressure of this pandemic. And, you know, it was places all over the world on fire, like, man, it's just so ridiculous. Like the people need to back up, take a breath, and know that there's a problem. So handle the world with kid gloves. Like the world, everybody's fragile right now. So think about that. This is people in general. This is police. This is the firemen. This is the paramedics. This is the government. Everybody, back up and take a breath. We're all under immense pressure and stress. Let's have pro wrestling be a conduit to bring us all together and be entertained, have fun, and to try our best to forget about the world for just a little while.
Hard. It's hard, Mark. And great words from you. And listen, we do a pro wrestling show. And, you know, when you look at the whole scheme of things, especially right now with everything that's going on in the world with the pandemic and then with all this turmoil over the last 24 hours, you know, we can be that escape, and we try to be. And, you know, we're not curing anything by doing this show. But at the same time, it is a show about pro wrestling where we could be an escape for everybody, because I think you're right. I think a lot of people are under pressure right now and they need a little bit of an escape. And I think when you look at the ratings and the ratings going up, they were down because I don't think people were really used to watching pro wrestling with no audience. And, you know, we're used to watching AEW in front of, you know, 10,000 fans every Wednesday night in arenas, Monday Night Raw in front of 15 to 20,000 fans, and the same thing with SmackDown and NXT at Full Sail. I think people, for the lack of a better term, are getting used to pro wrestling the way it is right now. You have no choice. Like, you're, as of right now, you're not going to get the 15,000 fans, but I think the WWE did a good job of kind of saying, all right, AEW may have beat us to the punch with having some limited audience out there, and they decided to do it too. And I think it made a world of difference, Mark. You know, even though it's not 20,000 fans and it's more like, you know, 20 fans in attendance, at least there's a little bit of noise. At least there's a little bit of crowd noise. You could get some chants going, some cheering, some booing. Even that little bit has helped, and I think it really helped AEW, and I'm glad that the WWE followed suit and started doing it with their shows this week.
You know what? I think that that's kind of the reason that we have this rating spike is wrestling has been more fun than it has during the rest of the time of the pandemic. We're making fun of ourselves. Pro wrestling is always had a comedic element to it. And lately, the last 3 weeks, we've had more of that, and we've had more variety. You know, you have new people being champion. You have new factions being put together. There's a lot of new and a lot of funny. And I think that's where the sweet spot is. Like, let's stay right here. Let's go with some comedy. And then you have serious. Even the serious guys like Drew McIntyre, he's champ. Drew is so highly entertaining and so funny. And then you have somebody like Kevin Owens, who on Monday, Kevin Owens he popped Charlotte Flair so live on TV. She is laughing and out of it, like trying to cover her face. Like, that's what we need. Everybody can see it. Everybody sees it. And this is for not just the WWE and AEW and Impact and ROH and New Japan and all of the companies. Like, guys, give us more comedy. Give us, hey, let's have some fun. Let's see some of the stuff that we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, and Mark and Bully has said that too, that right now we need to be entertained. And, you know, we're seeing things that, let's face it, we wouldn't have normally seen if we weren't under these circumstances. Case in point, we had Chris Jericho on the show yesterday, Mark. We wouldn't have had that stadium stampede match in the way that it was we weren't in this pandemic. And you know what? We wouldn't have gotten The Undertaker and AJ at WrestleMania with that Boneyard match if we weren't going through this. Now, it's not your typical pro wrestling. I know it's a little bit different. Chris Jericho was on yesterday, and he talked about how critical Jim Cornette was of the stadium stampede. And listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I think, you know, that critical eye that we sometimes have, you know what? You got to ease back just a little bit, like you said, Mark. And like, hey, let's have a little bit of entertainment. Let's have a little bit of fun. Even if it's not your cup of tea, kind of look at it with a different view, especially with everything that's going on right now.
Yeah. And even if it's not your cup of tea, like, don't criticize it. Turn the channel. Let the people that enjoy it, let your Twitter fingers get the best of you. I see so much of these people that's like, oh my God, wrestling's on again. Why are you watching? We're not trying to entertain your ass. Like, you're not the one. You're not the reason for the season. Please go and turn the replays of Beverly Hills 90210 or something, if that's your bag. But don't watch our bag and criticize it. I'm tired of that. Do something with yourself.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, everybody can be everybody can have an opinion, but like the hate watching stuff, I just can't stand anymore. Where they watch,
why would
just
you do
hate.
That?
Yeah, you know, if you hate it that much, don't watch. And like with social media, you can complain a little bit. I mean, social media is a platform to complain, but like what Jericho said on our show yesterday, and you can hear the clip at Busted Open Radio. We have the audio out there. Like, you know, Cornette was, I guess, ultra critical about the Stadium Stampede match. And then, but Jericho was saying, you know, I put his face in a cake in the 90s. You know, the Rock and Roll Express put Jim Cornette's face in a cake back in the 80s in Mid-South. Like, you know, there's always been that comedy element to pro wrestling. So like, you know, you got your serious matchups. You got your, you know, you got your Cody Rhodes and Lance Archer, and you got your Brody Lee and Jon Moxley. And then you had the ridiculous spectacle of the Stadium Stampede. Like, I think they gave you a little bit of everything where everyone can be happy. And listen, Wednesday night, if the Inner Circle having their pep rally wasn't your thing, well, NXT, you had Timothy Thatcher and Matt Riddle in a fight pit match. Like, that was amazing and physical and completely the opposite of what you were getting on AEW. That's the beauty of Wednesday nights. You have two sides of the coin. So at the same time, on Wednesday night, you had one of the most physical, most realistic matches that I've seen in years on NXT.
Years.
And then AEW, you had kind of like a bit of a slapstick comedy and the spectacle, and then the celebrity with Mike Tyson in there. I mean, all of that encompasses pro wrestling, but you're getting both sides. And again, hell, if you're a wrestling fan, you're going to tell me on Wednesday nights there's not one thing that you can attach yourself to. If you thought that AEW was ridiculous, then watch NXT. If NXT was a little bit too much wrestling and a little bit too much physicality and you want to get entertainment, turn it over to AEW. That's the beauty of Wednesday night. And that's the beauty of having two shows on at the same time as well. I know for myself, I'm watching both. I'm DVRing both, and I'm going to make sure that I watch both. I just don't. Right now, it's very, very hard to complain about what you're seeing on Wednesday nights.
Man, I was on Backstage Tuesday, and we had Double J Jeff Jarrett on. And Jeff was like, hey, man, it's been a long time since I watched wrestling and I smiled and laughed, that I wasn't like focused like, what's going to happen? He's laughing and smiling. And that's what everybody is tuning in to see. I love the fact that AEW is had the Stampede match. And, you know, you had Matt Hardy changing into different gimmicks underwater. And you had the suplexes, 100 yards of suplexes. And I was hoping that they would, when they got to about the 20, he's at the 20, the 15, the 5, touchdown. You know, like I was waiting on it. Like they set us up for fun,
yeah,
for entertainment. So our mind works around what's going on in the wrestling, what we're seeing. And you get to the WWE, listen, as people have been very critical, and I've been very critical of WWE programming as far as the way that I would like to see it. It's not my company. You know, I'm not calling the shots. I can say on this show what I want to see, but that doesn't make what I want happen. But what has happened is I have seen a lot of things lately happen on WWE programming that we talk about on this show. So we have the same opinions most of the time as what the WWE is doing on their program.
Yeah.
So man, like, we got the best of both worlds.
Soccer is a passion that goes beyond the sport. And SiriusXM FC's podcast, More Than a Game, brings that passion to you.
Can you believe it?
In each episode, FC's panel of experts take a deep dive into club histories, iconic grounds,
Anfield has erupted,
bitter rivalries, and so much more.
There's nothing like a derby day in Manchester.
New episodes are available weekly by downloading the Pandora app and searching More Than a Game.
I want to hear the fans, Dave. We got to reach out to the nation.
That's why we call it Falls Count Anywhere Friday. Everything is on the table for the Busted Open Nation. Let's go out to our good friend Izzy in Orlando. What's going on, Izzy?
Not so much. What's going on with you guys?
We are excited to talk to you this morning.
Thank you. I'm excited to talk to you guys.
What's going on in the life of Izzy?
It's going good. I'm working out. I worked out 2 times yesterday, so I feel good. I feel strong. I feel shredded, as they say. So, yeah.
Shredded.
Izzy is shredded. Ready to go. Ready to go. And Izzy, I'm sure you've seen it on social media. A lot of Busted Open Nation members have been praising you up and down about the great takes that you've been giving us on Falls Count Anywhere Friday. So that's got to make you happy.
It does. So thank you to the Busted Open Nation for all those great tweets and everything. I really appreciate it. But I want to talk about this past episode of NXT. My moment of the night was Matt Riddle versus Timothy Thatcher in the cage fight. What I liked about this fight is that it reminded me a lot of a UFC fight. It was very realistic, but it wasn't overly UFC seasoned, if that makes any sense. Had just enough wrestling moves. For example, when Matt Riddle used the cage for leverage to leap over Timothy Thatcher. I don't think UFC fighters do that. At least I haven't seen that in the octagon yet. But I really like the cage structure. It was different and perfect for this kind of fight. It did remind me of Lion's Den from SummerSlam of 1999, where Ken Shamrock faced Steve Blackman. Now, I don't think NXT should start using the cage structure all the time. I think that cage was perfect because it was special and it meant a lot for that fight. One thing I didn't like about the fight was that Kurt Angle really didn't get involved. It was literally like Kurt Angle was watching the match in the ring. I mean, that's a great seat, but I feel like he should have done something. I don't know, get involved with Timothy Thatcher or, I don't know, beat up Matt Riddle. I'm not really sure. But overall, I love the match. I was very surprised at the ending. I still can't believe that Matt Riddle tapped out to Timothy Thatcher. And then I really can't wait to see what happens next. Like, where is Matt Riddle going from there? What is Timothy Thatcher going to do now?
That's what the point is.
Yeah.
To make you want more.
Yeah.
And I think Kurt Angle not doing anything was actually impactful because people were expecting that. And it put the focus on what? The two guys that were in the ring. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's what it was about.
Izzy, I love when you call because you do your homework. I love you spitting out facts from,
you
know, long before you were born. I think that's amazing because you definitely know your stuff and you're a historian when it comes to pro wrestling. And Izzy, thank you so much. No, of course. And Izzy, thank you so much for the phone call. Here's the thing, Izzy, and like, I agree with Mark when it comes to Kurt Angle. And that is, when it comes to Kurt, you don't want to get him involved because he's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greats of all time. He's going to outshine Matt Riddle and Timothy Thatcher. That's the last thing that you want from somebody like Kurt Angle because that's not his place right there. You know, so I think I think the way that they did that was perfect because you had Kurt Angle. He brings legitimacy and credibility to the match, but the last thing you want to do is take away from the action and the physicality between Timothy Thatcher and Matt Riddle. And I think the way they played it out was perfect. And thanks so much for the phone call, Izzy.
Thank you.
All right. And thanks
I wish
much.
The only thing that I wish would have happened in that match is an illegal choke happened and Kurt got in and said, no, stop. Illegal choke. Go. Get back to work. And if just one thing would have made that even more of a fight and a fair fight. That's what you want, ultimately. If you're going to have a fight, have a fair one.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get back out to the Busted Open Nation. And speaking of what we saw in that main event at NXT, that's exactly what Joe in Pittsburgh wants to talk about. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Mark. How are you guys this morning?
Good, man. What's
up,
happening?
Buddy?
I just want to say real quick, it's an honor to talk to both of y'all. You both are inspirations in my life.
Oh, wow, Joe. Thanks, man. That means a lot. Thank you.
Wow, that's heavy.
Absolutely. The Cage fight, I thought it was absolutely incredible. You know, I'm typically am an AEW guy first, but I always do make sure I get my dose of NXT. But that Cage fight made me actually want to switch off of AEW and stay on NXT. It was a different spectacle, and it just had a different feel to it, and I really, really dug it. And in fact, I had family members who were watching the Cage fight just for Kurt Angle, but they stayed on for Thatcher and Riddle. That's how powerful it was.
Well, Joe, great phone call. First of all, man, the compliments, thank you so much, because that means a lot to Mark and I. Number two, hey, man, mission accomplished. You know what? Like we were talking about at the beginning of the show, whether you want, you know, vanilla or chocolate, you can have both. I mean, at the end of the day, with the beauty of 2020, like you have the DVR, you could watch both shows. But hey, you're an AEW guy, but you admitted on the air, hey, you know what? That main event from NXT made me switch over, and there's nothing wrong with that. And again, just like we were talking about with Izzy, mission accomplished when it comes to Kurt Angle. Yes. The fan that hasn't maybe watched in 15, 20 years, the mainstream fan that doesn't normally watch NXT. Hey, Kurt Angle's involved. I'm going to watch. He's going to bring me in, but the physicality of the match is going to make me stay. So, Joe, really good point, and thank you so much for the phone call. That's why you use Kurt Angle in a match like that,
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah, and he brought attention to a buffet, if you will, of pro wrestling. I had to bring food into it. That match has so many layers to it. You had never seen an arena like that one. You had never seen a structure.
I never saw it like watching
a Punjabi prison match. It was something different. It looked different. There was different elements to it. This one with the platform on the top, one, I'm afraid of heights. So if I had a match with somebody in a structure like that, climbing the cage would have been no problem. But once I was up there, I would be weaker because I would be, holding on to stuff. And I would get my ass kicked. And then I'd try to throw somebody in. And then I'd climb down. And as I got halfway down, they would have powerbombed me off of it. Or something. You can think of so many different ways to use a different implement. And I think that this is going to be one that catches on. I want to see that again. I want to see it with different people. I don't want to see it just with Timothy Thatcher. I want to see Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles in that. Oh, man. Like, there's so many options. There's so many things. And I think that the WWE is still innovating at this time.
Well, you got to evolve. And we talked a lot about when we spoke about Brock Lesnar and we spoke about Ronda Rousey, we talked about Shayna Baszler. We talked a lot about that MMA influence moving into the world of pro wrestling. A lot of MMA fighters, you know, want to do pro wrestling. It's a lifelong dream for them. So we're seeing that more and more. So eventually, when you have MMA fighters move over to the world of pro wrestling, that influence is going to kind of be a trickle-down effect. And now you're seeing that because, you know, this was more of an MMA fight than a pro wrestling match. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We need to evolve. We need to open up our doors a little bit to get those outside influences. And I think that was an example of that in that main event on Wednesday night, Mark.
It was. And not to mention, did you see the point in the early in the match, probably about the 4 or 5 minute mark, Riddle got Thatcher against the cage. And he intentionally started inching him toward the cage, putting him in an uncomfortable position, something that he was used to doing that Thatcher was not used to doing. And it was pretty damn ingenious the way they did it. I think I would have had the referee. That would have been a good point for maybe Riddle to put his knee in Thatcher's throat. And that would have been a good point for Kurt to break it and make him go square up again and start all over. Hey, keep it fair. Keep it straight. You know, like, and that was a really, really good point. I love the ground and pound. I love the reversal out of it. You know, so there was elements that people that are MMA fans, they would have enjoyed that. They would have liked that. Even though they'd know, it's still pro wrestling, but everybody can't do what those guys were doing.
Yeah, and you know, and obviously things have changed, but you know, we saw that feud with Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler where Becky Lynch got the best of Shayna Baszler in that squared circle. But imagine if they had a match like the structure we saw on Wednesday night where it would be in favor of Shayna Baszler. That would have added a little extra element to their feud. So this is something, like you said, Mark, I want to see in the future.
Why not have Shayna Baszler say, listen, I love the match between Thatcher and Riddle. Why can't I have a match in that environment? I challenge any woman to step in that. Matter of fact, I challenge any wrestler to step into that structure with me. You'll be in my world, and I'll take advantage of you in every way. I'm watching that show.
Yep.
Like you tell me what time and what show she's going to be wrestling. Anybody, any wrestler, anybody, male, female, you want intergender wrestling matches? That's the woman to have one with. And I mean, I can see I don't think that Drake Maverick, you know, would be the guy to do it. But I'm sure that there are several guys that would step up and go, I'll fight her. And then they go into that match and they get beat. Because that's the trade-off. You can't have her go in a structured environment that she's used to against a guy and lose. So it's going to be good for whoever career it goes in with it, because they'll be the first.
Boxing, culture, lifestyle. The Yach and Barack Show.
Floyd Mayweather a while back was kind of discrediting young fighters that are calling Manny out. And that's what Floyd's about. That's why Floyd fought Conor McGregor. Because it's business. It's about making the biggest payday. All these fighters want to fight each other. But there's a reason they're calling out Manny. And you can't blame him, especially after the win he had against Keith Thurman, man. It's a business, man. It's prize fighting.
Weekdays from noon till 3 Eastern. SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156.
We were talking about the MMA world meets pro wrestling and Mike Tyson coming out with all of the guys that everybody would know because they're A-list guys in the fighting world. You know, you got a guy that just retired.
Yeah.
And then you got other guys that have done remarkable things in the MMA world and have major title fights. So why didn't we get information on those guys? Why didn't we get their introduction using their names?
It's a great question, Mark, because, you know, as they came out, you know, I didn't know who any of them were. I'm not a big MMA fan. So I just saw them as, you know, Tyson Lackey number one, Tyson Lackey number two, Tyson Lackey number three, Tyson Lackey number four. Like, that's, you know, and Tony Schiavone and JR, eventually they started throwing out the names of who they were, like, as the segment was going on. But, you know, again, I didn't know who they are.
Information came down while they were coming out rather than them having that information before?
Yeah, I would think that they probably didn't have that information before, and you're right, and it was kind of fed into it. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing that they probably didn't have the names going in, and it was probably fed to them as the segment was going on. And I honestly don't know, Mark. You know, is that a one-off? Did the Tyson Lackeys, are they with just a one-time thing?
The Lackeys.
Or are they going to be, you know, involved in storylines in the future? Because here's the thing, like, I know Gabby was telling us during break that the one lackey is a former MMA champion. The other lackey, I think Tyson Lackey number one just retired, and Tyson Lackey number two was still fighting, and Tyson Lackey three was a former champion. Well,
why don't we get that information from the source itself, Miss Gabby?
Gabby, can you tell us who Tyson Lackey number one, Tyson Lackey number two, and Tyson Lackey number three was?
And, well, number
so
four.
To me, and number four. And number four, I still think is a nameless person. But if you know who it is, let us know.
Well, I think number one was the one that stuck out to me the most, and that was Henry Cejudo. When Henry Cejudo came out, he was the little one. I recognized him right away. Henry Cejudo is a two-belt champion. He is the UFC flyweight champion as well as the UFC bantamweight champion. Okay. He just won in the last UFC, and then he retired after his win. So he recently retired.
Wow.
Pretty accomplished fighter, right?
Why not introduce that guy?
Yeah.
Damn.
But you know what? Maybe because...
And what about, okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Gabby.
I was going to go on to number two, Lackey number two, but this is too good. Say what you're going to say, brother.
Yeah, Gabby, Lackey number two.
So Lackey number two isn't as – I don't know him as well, but that was Vitor Belfort was Lackey number two, who I just looked up. And he also competed in the UFC, where he was heavyweight, light heavyweight, and the middleweight division. He's currently signed to one championship, which our own Misha Tate on MMA Tonight is VP for, actually. So, I mean, he's Misha, still –
If I'm not mistaken, Misha Tate is Lackey number two for Ryan McKinnell on MMA Tonight, correct?
Wow.
I'm not even touching that one, so.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Let it go.
I'm not. There's some things I don't touch. I don't do that.
That's one of them. We know what the other ones are.
All right, so who was Lackey number three? Or was Lackey number three somebody that we should know?
I don't think it was anyone really to know. To me, Henry Cejudo was the one where I was like,
yeah,
oh,
that's
shit.
That's a big legend.
That's Henry Cejudo. Just because most recently in the last UFC fights as well, he won and then retired. So I'm like, this guy just retired from the UFC
on
and now
top.
He's showing up at AEW. Yeah. Well, is it going to be a thing or not?
Guns?
Well, the other one's Rashad Evans. And Rashad Evans was actually the light heavyweight champion for UFC. So, like, these are substantial names. You got to at least mention when they're in the ring with Mike Tyson, you know?
I'm not calling none of them lackey because, you know, all of them guys can hit you and make you feel it. And I'm out here in this public world. I don't want nobody walking up on me, hey, man, I heard you call me a lackey. And I'm like, listen, I told you, I don't fight no more. Like, you hit me, I'm calling the police.
Well, here's my point, Mark. They aren't lackeys.
National Guard or somebody.
They're not. That's the point I'm trying to make here is that they aren't lackeys. Like, I'm calling them lackey number one, lackey number two, lackey number three, because they weren't introduced in anything more than that. But there aren't lackeys. Just like the point I'm trying to make before Misha Tate comes to my house and kicks my ass is Misha Tate obviously isn't a lackey to Ryan McKinnell. But if you don't tell me who you are and you don't let me know what your background is, that's how I'm going to look at you. I'm going to look at you as just background
noise to
the main event. That's the point I'm trying to make. Those are big, substantial names.
Well played,
those,
sir.
You should be touting them. We should be knowing about them because this fits into the formulae of what is going on in the world of pro wrestling right now. Rashad Evans, I'm not a big MMA. I know who Rashad Evans is.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, play that up. And obviously Tony Schiavone and JR did, but they didn't do it at the beginning. But that's more like, not even for their job, that's more like they should be introduced as they come down that entrance ramp, you know, because they should be held in high regard. And speaking
of
Tyson,
what did they call him, Dave? Did Mike Tyson and his entourage or his partner?
Thugs? Or like thugs? it was like I don't know the specific term that they used, and I don't want to paraphrase it, but they, you know, those, I didn't know who they were. But again, eventually, you know, JR and Tony Schiavone mentioned who they were, but like you would think with names like that in an MMA world, I mean, those are big freaking names. In the world of MMA, those are people that probably should be announced and probably people that should be doubted. But the big name was Mike Tyson. And talking to Chris Jericho yesterday, Mike Tyson and Chris Jericho could be a thing in the future. I mean, First of all, Chris Jericho's at the top of his game. I don't care what age he is. He's at the top of his game.
Yeah.
Both in the ring and on the microphone. And Mike Tyson, I know he had difficulty tearing off that shirt. It must have been a Mark Henry or Dave LaGreca shirt from Pro Wrestling Tees. That's how good those shirts are. High quality.
They're
hard to rip off. You know, hard to rip off those shirts. But
high quality material.
Agreed. But Mike Tyson looks in phenomenal shape. So if you could tell me there's the potential of Mike Tyson and Chris Jericho in the ring and woo, you just changed the game, my friend.
Woo, I'm gonna watch it. I love that.
Is that what you just said? I'm gonna watch it.
Dave, why not have like the ring clear and one of those young guys try to get to Mike Tyson and with Henry, what'd you call him? Henry Cejudo? I can't say his name right. Say it again, Gabs.
Cejudo.
Have him front face lock somebody and choke him out. You know, put him in a triangle choke or something. Like, make somebody in and put him in a submission and everybody breaks it up. And now you've legitimized who these people are. That was the only negative to the big positives that Mike Tyson and the attention that Mike Tyson brought to AEW was awesome.
Your home for all things combat sports is SiriusXM Fight Nation. Start your day with Hall of Fame Pro Wrestling Talk on Busted Open.
Respect these men and women that build the business.
Then, the Auk and Barak Show keeps you up to date on all things boxing.
Boxing is the theater of the unexpected.
And MMA guru Luke Thomas has you covered for mixed martial arts.
Joe Rogan is the most important influencer in all of MMA.
The fight game broken down like nowhere else. Only on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
And I mentioned Charlotte Flair before we went to break, Mark. And Charlotte Flair, I mean, some people are talking about it in a negative way. And I can understand, like, when you saw Charlotte Flair go to NXT with that NXT championship, you're like, all right, if you want to watch Charlotte Flair, you're going to have to watch NXT on Wednesdays. But now, not only are we seeing Charlotte Flair on Wednesdays, we're seeing her on Fridays, and we're seeing her on Mondays. Like, she is the workhorse champion in the WWE.
She is the Iron Woman of pro wrestling. There is no woman on any brand of wrestling around the world that's doing more than Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair is main eventing on Raw. She's main eventing on NXT. And she's the main event on SmackDown. And when she said on Monday that that title should have been given to her, she had every right to say that. Every right. Now, Asuka won the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yep.
And the title just happened to be inside it. And that was the decision that they made. Now I think that this is the point where Charlotte is going to vie to have all the titles. And even if she comes up with two of the three titles, I think that it's justifiably so to create that type of monster on programming, if you're going to have that person work all of those shows and be at the main event on all of them, you might as well reward her. Because if you remember, before the pandemic, Charlotte was doing everything she could to build all the other women to her level so she'll have somebody legitimate to work with.
Yep.
And I was mad at a couple of times where she lost when she actually should have won, but you can't win them all. And I spoke to her and I said, listen, I hope you don't get down, because nobody that's a fan is looking at you lose and go, oh, Charlotte she's done. Everybody's looking like, oh my God, how the hell did that happen? That's the difference. And that's the beauty of being you. And she was like, well, thanks for that. You know, sometimes it gets tough. And I said, you know what? It's going to get tough. Hell, I lost for 10 years. But I enjoyed the fact that everybody that came out of a match with me was built better and stronger and more powerful, more accomplished. And that's what I think Charlotte's role used to be. But now it's her turn to be the champion of champions. She needs to be the female version of Triple H. When he was the king of kings, Triple H had all the titles. He won it. If he lost one, he gained another one. And that's where Charlotte needs to be. She needs to be the female version of Triple H, who is a top 10 wrestler of all time. And a lot of people don't give him the credit that he deserves because some people may have had more in-ring titles accomplishment. But who was a greater WrestleMania champion? Who was a greater guy building the future of pro wrestling than Triple H? Not many. Not many. And I think Charlotte is right there with his work rate and his accomplishments, not just in winning titles, but in who she built.
You know who Charlotte reminds me of? Randy Orton. Because we've done shows about how Randy Orton's a first ballot Hall of Famer. We've talked about, you know, Randy Orton being, you know, underappreciated and being one of the greatest pro wrestlers in the world. Charlotte Flair, you almost take her for granted because of her greatness. Same thing as Randy Orton. You kind of take her for granted. And look what she did on SmackDown last Friday. I know you and Ryan McKinnell talked about it on Saturday, and you can hear Mark Henry and Ryan McKinnell every single Saturday here on Busted Open. But Charlotte Flair lost to Bayley. That doesn't hurt Charlotte at all, but look what it does for somebody like Bayley. Bayley was kind of stuck in a little bit of a rut. But being in a match with Charlotte and beating Charlotte does wonders for her. And Charlotte is so great. She's like Teflon. Doesn't hurt her at all.
Don't hurt her at all.
And look at what Charlotte's been able to do for, you know, for Liv Morgan. What Charlotte's been able to do for Asuka. Like, just being in the ring with Charlotte puts you on another level. You know, you could say, and there are some amazing women's wrestlers in the WWE right now. I'm sorry. Charlotte's head and shoulders above everybody because she's a special one in a once in a 10, 20, 25 years type of talent. That's the type of talent Charlotte Flair is, Mark.
Oh my God. Charlotte is the best female wrestler of all time, and she still has 10 years to go.
Oh my gosh, she can
minimum. Like, it's almost ridiculous how good she is for where she is already. I sit sometimes and watch her work, and it's just mesmerizing. You find yourself going, "Oh, this girl don't have a chance." She's almost so good that I think she should be wrestling the men. I mean, it's not just the work. It's the psychology in her matches. The things that Charlotte does with the other women to build them, to make them look good, if you will, is, you know, I can only say that Triple H and Shawn Michaels and the greatest guys that are working that role, the Ric Flairs, if you will, are the only people that put together matches like that with the other great champions. And man, God, Charlotte puts you at a loss for words sometimes. And you know, when I start, you know how I feel about Charlotte, Dave. I've always been an advocate and somebody that looked at her as at a very, very high regard. But right now, it's like she's in her hey, man. This is the best she's ever been, and it's showing. Agreed. I mean, like, it is blatantly obvious when she goes into the ring that she's the best.
I totally agree. You ready to get back to the Busted Open Nation?
Let's get to them. I know somebody's going to call and say, "Nah, Charlotte's good, but I like the man." Listen,
that's fine. You can like the man all you want. Not better than Charlotte. You could like Carlos. Sasha Banks all you want, not better than Charlotte. You could like Bayley all you want, not better than Charlotte. I'm sorry. Charlotte is the best. Charlotte truly is to me the best. The best. And I'll challenge anyone. And here's why. They have her on every single show. She is so dependable athletically, endurance-wise, that they can put her on every show and they know she's going to shine. Listen, I love Asuka. When Asuka loses a match, everyone's in an uproar. How can they have Asuka lose?
I'm pissed when Asuka loses.
Yeah. Charlotte loses. You don't hear a peep. Why? She loses nothing by losing. She loses nothing by losing a match.
Preach.
Nothing. Nothing.
They got here preaching. The pastor came on and inspired Dave. Oh, I love it. Let him know, Dave.
Oh, my God. I know. And everybody's going to go on social media. Charlotte, you know, LaGreca's a Charlotte mark. Oh, blah, blah. You know what? Fine. Go ahead and say that. I don't even know, Mark has a relationship with Charlotte. I'm not friends with Charlotte. You know, I don't have a relationship with Charlotte in that way at all. This is not kind of any kind of bias. This is all about, I am a fan of her work. I am a fan of her abilities. I understand and recognize greatness. Charlotte is that world-class athlete from top to bottom. That is that she is that once in a lifetime type of athlete. And people need to recognize and people need to understand the greatness of her. And she's the person you could have. I think she works better as a heel, but if you want to have her as a face, she'll do that too.
Get it done.
She can be the go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I said she can No. I was saying she can get it done. And you know what? As much I love the women's wrestling today. I love the women's, and you know, we've talked about, you know, Charlotte, and I love Charlotte, and she's the best female wrestler on the planet. I don't care what nobody say, and I know we got people that's waiting to talk to us. I'm sorry for taking this time, but you know, you look at what Charlotte has been able to do. If anybody else on the women's roster lost as many matches as Charlotte did, they'd be done. You'd have to repurpose them. You'd have to change their name, move them to a different show, put them under a mask, something. Not Charlotte. She's Teflon. You can't hurt her. And the WWE knows it. That's why they can build other talent using her, because it's not going to hurt her. She's that damn good.
She is.
She's crazy.
And you know what we talk about all the time, you and I, Mark, about WrestleMania 35 and that main event. And if it wasn't for Ronda Rousey and the star power of Ronda Rousey, we probably would not have been able to have that match as a main event. And I do believe that.
Dave, I'm so glad. I was pissed at first when I thought that Charlotte was not going to get to wrestle Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. I'm glad they didn't. You know why I'm glad they didn't? Because on the stage of WrestleMania, if Charlotte loses to Ronda, which everyone should have lost to Ronda, I think that would have been the only thing that would have hurt her, because it would have said that somebody outside of pro wrestling was better than her. And all the fans that's listening to my voice, that listen to this show, you just think about what I just said. Charlotte was so good that you could not have her lose to who the world thought was the most entertaining thing in women's wrestling. She was protected from losing because of her greatness. When you're so good that you don't have to take a loss, that's damn special, man. She's amazing.
And you know what, like, and for that, and Bullia said this too, as much as, you know, that match needed the star power of a Ronda Rousey, it needed the work rate and the athleticism and the wrestling ability of Charlotte in that match. Because I'm sorry, And you, the naysayers could kill me. If it was just Ronda Rousey in the ring with Becky Lynch, it would not have been as good as a match because you needed that ring leader in Charlotte to control that match and take that match to a main event level like a WrestleMania match. I'm sorry. Is that a disrespect to Becky Lynch? I don't think it is. And is that a disrespect to Ronda Rousey? I don't think it is. I think they know that they needed that ring leader in Charlotte Flair in that match at WrestleMania 35.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.